Hi, this is Donna with the Waldorf Connection. And today we have a very special guest, homeschooling mom Ilya Gonzalez. And she's on the line with me today. And we're doing the curriculum reviews. I thought it would be a great opportunity to just get some moms on the phone who are in the trenches using the curriculum. And I get so many questions asked to me all the time. What's the best curriculum for me? And, you know, what about this curriculum? And I thought, who better than just to interview the moms who are actually using and have been using the curriculum so that you can kind of hear from them. And we're going to be talking about Oak Meadow. So welcome to the call, Ilya.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna. I'm glad to be on the phone with you.
Yay, so glad to have you. And I know that you have used Oak Meadow for a while. So why don't you just kind of tell us a quick history of your how long you've used it, and just, you know, just whatever you'd like to say about homeschooling.
Okay. Well, we started using Oak Meadow when we moved from Dallas to Myrtle Beach. This was 3 years ago, exactly in February. And my girls were actually back then, they were enrolled in a private school, a private French school. And when we moved to Myrtle Beach, we considered the options of private school, public school, and ultimately homeschooling. And I had a good friend, Vanessa, who is a veteran homeschooler, and she was also in Myrtle Beach. And she was the only homeschooler I knew back then. So I obviously asked her when I was pondering the different ideas on what to do. I asked Vanessa, what curriculum do you recommend? What are you using with your boys? She had two somewhat older boys. And she immediately suggested Oak Meadow. She said she loved the nature part of it, the arts and crafts part of it. And she wasn't using it back then because her boys weren't that much into arts and crafts. But she suggested it for me. She knew my girls, she knew that they loved all those manual activities and being in touch with nature and creating and doing. So she suggested it and she actually lent it to me. So I started using it in February. It was back then, it was 2009. And I loved it. I just really, really liked it. And we just started halfway through first grade, but we kept on going. And the girls also loved it. They really identified with it. We were doing the fables back then. It was the fables, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, they just loved the story aspect of it and the telling and the sleeping on it and the next day the retelling, the drawing, the narrating part of it. And it has been an excellent fit for us so much that we're now going to start at the end of August, we're going to start fifth grade and we're still using Oak Meadow. So we did half of first grade, all of second, all of third. We just finished fourth. And we're going to start our fifth grade very soon.
Wow, so you're definitely an advocate for the Oak Meadow.
Yes, I've been using it and I really, really have enjoyed it.
Well, that's great. Well, I was going to ask you why you chose the curriculum, but you kind of went into that. So
Well,
that's
yes.
great, though. I mean, on a recommendation from a friend who knew you is a great way to, you know, kind of get introduced to something that you're not familiar with, because sometimes people can say, "Oh, yeah, this looks like it'd be good," you know, depending on you know, your style of life and what your children like. So it worked out really great that you got matched up right away to a good curriculum that you enjoyed.
Yes, no, and she, as I said, she knew me, she knew my girls. I have now 9.5 year old twin girls. She knew them, she knew what kind of lifestyle we liked, and what she really made a great recommendation. Although back then she had switched to other kind of curriculums, her boys were older, they wanted something more engaging. Well, not engaging per se, but they wanted probably something more on the computer or more like worksheets. So they were looking at another area of education, basically.
Right. Well, and since you are such a, and I don't want to say expert at Oak Meadow, but you obviously have used it now for several years, maybe you can just tell us kind of how it's laid out, because I know it is a little bit different from other Waldorf-inspired curriculums as far as, you know, just kind of the structure and how they structure the days and the weeks. And I know that it's, you know, how it's broken up over the year or whatever.
Yeah. Well, actually, Oak Meadow was started by two Waldorf teachers. So it is fundamentally, and to the core, it is Waldorf, very much Waldorf-based. But then they started to add other elements and changed it somewhat from the traditional Waldorf schooling methods, because Oak Meadow follows basically the education standards and the education guidelines. So it is basically broken down into 36 weeks. You get your curriculum, and there's a lesson for every week during 36 weeks. And basically they tell you what to do math-wise, social studies-wise, art, music, science, and language arts. So you get the bulk of what you're supposed to do in a week, and then basically it's your responsibility to break it down how you want to teach it to your child. If you want to do everyday math, if you want to do a lot of math on one day, and then science that same day, and then language arts another day, and then social studies the following day, that is up to you as the teacher, as the mom, the homeschooling mom, to break it up. What I usually do is I have the morning circle, and then we do the reading out loud and the language arts every day of the week. Math, we do 3 times a week. And then so far up to now, which is I've done up to fourth grade, we do 1 day of social studies, the next day is science, Fridays were usually art day, and then Wednesday and Thursdays, we didn't finish the social studies, or if we didn't finish the science, or if we want to do a little bit more math or a little bit more language arts, I would fit into those days. So that's more or less how it's broken up, and it is up to you to do some research. They also in the not the upper grades, but like now that my girls just finished fourth grade, they were required to do some research at the library and to get more information on their own. So that is not provided for you, but it is deeply recommended, or they ask you to do the research.
Right. Well, they do provide a whole lot of stuff in the earlier years, is right, if you buy the whole package, correct?
Yes, yes. They provide, that's something that I noticed as a difference this year for fourth grade, is that I had to go to the library a lot more and have the girls, which I would engage them to do it on their own, they had to do the research, like ask books on planets. We were studying the planets, and they had to get information on that. We did also the stars, and they had to go and get information and read about it and then do kind of a report, obviously with a drawing and experience, what their experiences were, looking at the sky or talking it over with me. But, yes, the younger grades, it's basically all this provided for you, even the books, the readers, everything. They even have, I haven't purchased it because I got my supplies somewhere else, but they even give you the art supplies, like the beeswax crayons, the block crayons, the main lesson books, everything.
Right. They really are very thorough and complete with everything laid out. Like you said, I mean, you have like a weekly plan, and then you can kind of decide where to go, but you actually have planned lessons out for the entire year.
Exactly, and that's what I love about it. But then again, I know that some of the more Waldorf purists, or the people that really want to follow the Waldorf method, they don't like that, because as we all know, Waldorf goes in blocks, and
right.
Oak Meadow does not follow that block structure. I mean, it's hard because you get a week, and then you have to cover all the subjects in that week. So I guess you could, and I have read on the Yahoo group, the Oak Meadow Yahoo group, I have heard that some parents do take up those weekly lessons and kind of form blocks on their own.
Because, sure.
I mean, it's not like rocket science, but I just like the fact that I know what I'm going to do 1 week, and I don't have to, like, be building upon just like a specific subject. I know that every week this is what I have to cover. On Sunday nights, I just pull out my spreadsheet and I divide it up and I see what we have to do. If we have to go to the library, or if we have to get special materials, or there's an art project or something. That has worked wonderfully for me.
Yeah. Well, that does seem to be one of the strengths of this curriculum, is that it is very well laid out and very, very much laid out, where I know some of the other ones are a little more general and you have to do a little more legwork. This really does. So depending on your lifestyle, if you're busy, have a lot of kids, or just, you know, don't want to spend a lot of time planning, this kind of has it all done for you. And then you can still, like you said, pick and choose if you will, and kind of go through, you know, the parts that you want to do, or just follow it right along exactly as it's laid out.
Yeah, that has worked. And that's what I've also heard from many moms who use it that have more children. They love the fact that it's pretty much set up. It's already, it's like a recipe. So you don't have to deviate from that. And so if you have a lot of kids and you're homeschooling several kids at the same time, or even have smaller kids or babies, it's perfect. And as of starting in the fourth grade, the curriculum is written for the child to read. Now, I didn't obviously give the curriculum to my girls and tell them, okay, the girls, now you do what's said there, and I didn't not participate in it. But basically, I did decide what we were going to cover and how we were going to cover it and presented it to them. But then by the end, there were certain parts that I would tell them, okay, girls, now I want you to read what they're asking, and you know what to do. Mm-hmm. Mostly for the art, it was easy. Like they knew already, like they were, okay, Mom, what are we doing for art? And they would open the curriculum up, oh, they're asking us to draw this or to do this project and this and that. And they would do it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also quite beneficial for a homeschooling mom, not to have to plan everything for them.
Right, and a little bit more independence as they're getting into these older grades.
Yes. Now, I know that, so then I gather, still haven't gotten the fifth grade. I just bought it this week, but from what I've read also from the comments of other mothers is that fifth grade is also definitely also written for the student to read.
Right.
But I'm not going to leave it up to them. I'm definitely going to be supervising and deciding what will be covered and how it will be covered.
All right. Great. Well, it sounds great. I mean, like we said, we've covered, you know, kind of the basics of how it's laid out, and that really is its strength, it seems. And then I know a lot of times it does follow more of state guidelines. I know that they try to adhere to that. So if you have a state that is more, you know, restricted or whatever, that they follow that I think that's why they've sort of gone to a little bit more, you know, not doing the blocks where you have to do lessons. Some states require you to have, you know, language arts and math and science or whatever every week or every day or that kind of a thing. So if you're in a state that is more strict, you know, restricting you as far as what you have to do, then that's also a good choice for Oak Meadow. Now, do you do any of the support that they offer through them?
No, I haven't done. There's. You can also do an online enrollment. I haven't. What I usually do is at the beginning of each school year, I call them up and I ask them to give me suggestions for other readers or if they suggest any additional materials. I do rely on their knowledge and any extra tweaks they may be able to provide, and they're more than happy to do it. And touching on the base that you were saying that it's good for some parents if they live in very strict states regarding homeschooling, is also that if you're thinking in the future, you don't know, you're doing just homeschooling part-time or just for a small amount of time, or you don't know how it's going to work out or this and that. I mean, the good thing is since Oak Meadow follows the standards, if your child has to go back to school in the near future, there isn't an issue because they've been following all the basic educational standards.
Right. That's a good
point. So that was something that was also appealing to me, mostly when I started homeschooling. I don't know if it was going to work, if we were going to want to keep on doing it. I mean, obviously, if you ask me now, me and my girls, we all three, and my husband, I mean, we're all definitely on board, and we would keep on doing it until college. But if you don't know what's going to happen down the road, that's also an excellent option.
Yeah, that's a good idea because sometimes, you know, family things change and or people are moving or, you know, or whatever the situation is, they may have to send child just decide they want to go to school, you know, down the line or when they get older. So that's a good point to bring up that they'll be in line with the standards following that.
Yeah, so that has really worked for us.
Great. Well, thank you. Do you have any final things you want to say or
Well, I definitely recommend it, and it has worked great for us. I mean, we really haven't had any complaints. The girls have enjoyed it. I have enjoyed it. It's very clear. It's not like you don't read it and wonder what they're asking or how you should do it. It's extremely well written in that sense that you know what to do and how to do it. even the math part of it, which tends to be harder for most people of how do I present it, how will I introduce this, or will my child not understand. It's very clear and well written. And
yeah,
we haven't encountered any issues whatsoever so far.
That's great, and that's a good point, too, because I know sometimes you read through something and you're like, what?
Yes.
Is that all they gave?
Yes.
You know,
or if
okay,
it's
now what am I supposed to do, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly. How do I present this, or how do I introduce the division, long division? And No, we haven't encountered any issues whatsoever like that.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Ilya, for taking the time to come and give us a quick overview here of Oak Meadow and your years using it. So I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was a pleasure, and I hope I've helped out future Oak Meadow homeschoolers.
Great. All right, everyone. Well, catch me on another one of these curriculum reviews. Thanks.